It's Wednesday and time for Current State's Neighbors in Action segment, when we feature people and organizations working to make our community a better place. Today, we feature the Michigan College Access Network, which is a statewide organization dedicated to increasing access to higher education for low-income, minority, and first-generation college students in Michigan. Here to tell us more about the Michigan College Access Network, its founder and executive director, Brandy Johnson. Welcome to Current State, Brandy.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Tell us about the genesis of the Michigan College Access Network. You go back 4 years?
Yeah, so Michigan College Access Network was founded in 2010. It was inspired by some work that was done at the state level in the former governor's administration, Jennifer Granholm. I was working in her policy office, and as I looked to improve higher ed policy, I realized that there wasn't any connecting hub or umbrella for a college access movement in Michigan. So with the help of a federal grant as well as some philanthropic dollars, I decided to start such a hub or umbrella called the Michigan College Access Network, and we were founded in August of 2010.
So no connecting hub. Tell us a little bit more about what you mean by that.
Yeah, some people would say that our college access work pre-2010 was program rich and system poor. What we had in Michigan throughout the state are really well-intentioned, wonderful college access programs, scholarship programs, campus visit programs, outreach programs, but they weren't ever connected into a cohesive strategy to intentionally move the needle on Michigan's college enrollment rate. Our primary role at MCAN is to help community leaders across sectors unite around a singular goal, helping more of our students pursue post-secondary education and actually pull together a strategic plan to do that, largely using existing resources and assets.
Were you amongst the first people to notice that lack of connectivity there?
I think so. It was one of my responsibilities to apply for a federal grant in Michigan. And when I started to research the landscape, it became abundantly obvious. Not very many people know that Michigan is the only state in the country that doesn't have what's called a SHEO, or a state higher ed executive office. There's actually no state agency that coordinates higher education efforts in Michigan. Every other state has a system or a statewide board of regents or a commission that coordinates that transition space between high school and college. And we don't have that in Michigan. And so in some ways, we play that connective role.
What are some of the barriers Michigan youth face?
I think there are four big barriers, and it's our job to make sure that students have resources and assets in each of these four buckets. The first is social capital. Students need to aspire to pursue post-secondary education and see themselves as college material. Second is academic readiness or preparation. Students need to be able to leave high school and immediately enter college, taking college-level coursework and not remedial education. Third, and this is something we really focus on at MCAN, is just the navigating the process. If you're the first in your family to go to college, it's really complicated to navigate these bureaucratic systems of higher ed admissions and financial aid policies, and finding the right match and fit for your career goals. And then lastly, and the most often cited barrier to post-secondary education is certainly affordability, although I would say perceived affordability is just as big of a barrier as real affordability. Low-income students think college costs $1 million, and it's our job to inform them of really lucrative Pell Grants and need-based financial aid that the federal government, the state government, and our institutions offer them.
Brandy Johnson's our guest on Current State's Neighbors in Action. Brandy is the founder and executive director of the Michigan College Access Network. You were the first in your family to go to college. How did you view college when you were in high school?
Yeah, I sort of had mixed feelings whether or not I was college material myself, because I didn't see my parents, my grandparents, my aunts and uncles, no one before me had ever tried college. It was sort of hard to picture someone in the Johnson family in college. So I had incredibly supportive parents, and I went to a high school that definitely prepared me for college, but I had no clue on how to enter the system, navigate the system, and make that leap into college. And I was really nervous about being able to afford it. I knew my parents wouldn't be able to afford to help me go. So I was nervous about how I was going to pay for it.
I understand you were just at the White House, too. You've got to tell us about your visit to Washington.
Oh, it was phenomenal. I'm actually participating in a couple of task forces led by President Obama and First Lady Obama. It's really interesting how both the President, the First Lady, as well as the Secretary of Education, Arne Duncan, are all aligned around this agenda that low-income students need to have the opportunity to go to college. So last week, I got to participate in two White House events. One was around improving the field of school counseling. School counselors need to be better prepared and trained as college advisors, and we need to support school counselors so that they can play that role. And then the second event was really around the work that we've been doing in Michigan for the last 4 years, this idea of aligning community leaders across sectors around this agenda of helping more students go to college. So I met with 10 different communities throughout the country with the president of their university, the president of their community college, their superintendent of K-12, to get them to use data to continuously improve their college readiness rates, college enrollment rates, and college completion rates among their communities, young people. So I met with people from Riverside, California, Albany, New York, Minneapolis, cities all across the country.
Are you under the impression that nationwide there are other states that are program rich and systems poor?
I'm convinced of it. And I think that I know of it because I get calls from other states all the time asking how to replicate what we've done in Michigan in their states. I think that what will actually move the needle. Right now, about 60% of Michigan students go to college after high school. If we want to meaningfully increase that rate, we're going to need to accelerate our pace, and business as usual won't do that. So by increasing the effectiveness and the efficiencies and alignment around various college access programs and efforts, and to really mobilize those assets is what's going to really lead us to social change.
Do you have specific goals, specific targets, maybe quantifiable mm-hmm. targets at the Michigan College Access Network?
Yeah, our North Star goal is 60% by 2025. 60% of young people, 25 to 34, with a college degree or post-secondary credential by the year 2025. The reason 60% was chosen is really because it aligns with what we think our labor market projections are going to be. Some very smart labor economists have indicated that in the relatively short term, in the next 10 years or so, 62% of all jobs in Michigan will require post-secondary education. Not just 62% of new jobs, 60% of all jobs will require post-secondary education.
Where does your funding come from?
So it primarily comes from two sources. Under Governor Snyder's leadership, we were able to secure a $2 million state appropriation to fund our efforts. And I match that philanthropically with foundations like the Kresge Foundation, which happens to be in our backyard in Troy, as well as a prominent national foundation called Lumina Foundation that's based in Indianapolis. Both have an agenda around higher education, and their grant-making portfolios are such. Most of the funding that we receive, we actually push out and re-grant to Michigan communities to support their efforts. We spark these cross-sector collaborations called local college access networks and invest in the strategies that we know will make a difference in those communities.
Do you have opportunities to volunteer at MCAN?
Yes. So one of a great volunteer opportunity happens in the first week of November. We host an an initiative called the Michigan College Application Week, where we challenge high schools to help every single student complete at least one college application during the school day, during the school week. We partner with colleges to waive fees during that week, and we use it really as a rallying point for high schools to encourage their seniors to apply to college. And we're always looking for volunteers in those high schools during college application week. And like I said, it's the first week of November this year. So you can certainly contact us, and we'll hook you up with a local school where you can help students fill out applications.
And speaking of connectivity, how do they connect with you?
Our website is www.micollegeaccess.org, and my email information is right there on that page.
MICollegeAccess.org. Brandi Johnson is the founder and executive director of the Michigan College Access Network. Many thanks for telling us about your organization today.
Thank you.
And good luck.